it protects tenants from eviction through the end of the year, basically. There are certain parameters. It only applies to evictions for a failure to pay rent, not, for example, if you damage the property. And it only covers people who make less than $99,000 a year.
I also read that it would only halt some evictions. Would some of these 2,000 renters or even more still be on the hook, or could they still be evicted?
Yeah, so one big question is, you know, how the details of this will play out in practice. And in Pennsylvania, it's really up to the courts in each county to work out the details. So I reported last week on this case that kind of went down to the wire with one family who were facing eviction. And even just a couple of days before they were due to be formally evicted, they were still waiting to find out if that was going to go through. And that was just because their eviction case had actually been dealt with and pretty much completed before the pandemic hit. And so the second that the state order lifted, it was able to move forward. And the final step had actually been taken. So in the end, they were lucky and the court agreed the final order of eviction would not be acted upon. But it was definitely a nerve-wracking time for them and an interesting example of how, you know, the details of this order are playing out in this one example.
That brings me to my next question. Was one of the notes you make in your story is that this new order is hilariously vague. Is there concerns about what could come up now that this is in place instead of the state order?
Yes. So one national housing advocacy group in their legal analysis called some of the language in the order hilariously vague. And I think the concern is, you know, exactly how this will work on the ground. For example, the way that tenants qualify to be protected under the order is pretty straightforward. They fill out a form, they kind of certify certain things. You know, they have to agree that they have been doing their best to pay as much rent as they can and that they've tried to get help from government assistance programs. Then they sign that and they send it to their landlord. But there are questions about how that will work. For example, if the landlord disagrees with some of that, or, you know, what exactly it means to make best efforts to pay partial rent. Who gets to decide, you know, for example, if someone is paying less rent because they have other important expenses to take care of, you know, what constitutes a best effort? Or if there are government assistance programs, but people weren't aware of them, for example, could there be issues with that? So exactly how that will work, I think, is something we're still going to be seeing over the coming weeks. And there is so much variation in each case that I think there are definitely still some questions about if there are people who could fall through the cracks on this.
And you brought up something I wanted to ask about, too, is the landlord side of this. Is there any way that they'll be made whole? Can they count on this new order to recoup some of the losses that they've incurred, I mean, since the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah, so one of the big problems with this that both landlords and tenants point out is this federal order halts most evictions through the end of the year, but it doesn't mean that the rent isn't due. And so there is concern that people who are already behind on their rent now, by the time January 1st comes, they will simply be more behind. And for landlords, especially for small landlords who only have a couple of properties, that is frustrating because certainly there are landlords who have tenants that they were trying to evict even before the pandemic, who now they will not be able to evict them, you know, before the end of the year. And other landlords who say, you know, they don't want to evict anyone, but they have expenses too. And the systems for rental assistance in Pennsylvania, that program has had a lot of challenges. And there hasn't yet been some major federal action on providing more rental assistance that would help tenants catch up on the rent that they owe.
That's a good point, because that was going to be my next question, actually, is what happens then come January 1st? There hasn't been that federal action that seems needed here. What happens next? Or do we just wait until September 1st? Are we going to wait and see?
So yeah, I think what a lot of people would be concerned is that the tidal wave of evictions that was feared September 1st, when the state order expired, has been postponed but not diminished. And that once these federal protections expire, if that happens, and you know, if there's a lot that could still change in the coming months, but without a way to actually help people pay the rent, not just stop them from being evicted, those evictions will be inevitable at some point.